Thank you, Jesus.
You may be seated. We're going to go ahead and change the service. Give our singers, wasn't that wonderful today? Give them a hand. Hallelujah. God is certainly good. And I'm going to just obey the Lord. I thought a wonderful message lined out for us this morning that I've really been studying on all week. And I thought, boy, this is going to be good. And it is a good message. And you'll hear it one of these days, but you may not hear it this morning. I'm going to obey the Lord. He gave me a couple of scriptures, and I'm going to share with you. But before I share with them, I feel so impressed to say this. I'm just going to obey the Lord in this. If you're here this morning, you need a touch from God, whether it's in your body, in your home, in your family, in your automobiles, in something. Everyone, you need a touch in God. I want you to listen close to me, very close, because I think sometimes we get this in our mind and it costs us what God has for us. Do not let your miracle determine on me. Now let me say this. If I shout all over this building, it should not matter whether you receive or don't receive. As I'm up here and I'm dead, it's 4 o'clock, it should not matter whether you receive or not. You understand this? Don't base it. As I was praying this week, the Lord began to speak this to me. He said, sometimes we base something on, if God lays it on my hand or Brother Jack's or somebody else's hand to go pray for somebody, if they don't pray for you, don't base your miracle on whether you got prayed for or not.
Come on.
Because I'm fixing to give you a scripture the Holy Ghost just gave me. And I believe it's going to enlighten some of you on some things. But you will not receive if you base it on an emotion. You better base it on what the Word is saying.
Amen.
Now, because anybody knows me knows I'm an emotional person, and I love the emotions of it. I love when the Holy Ghost shakes me.
Amen.
Yeah. Can I say this much? You may not like this, but I'll say it anyways. It's true. I pray for God to shake me, dance me, shout me. I ask God to do it. I want it. But I understand that that's just a small part of what God has. And I don't base my Christian walk or my miracles upon that. So the day as I heard the prayer request, God began to give me these verses. And I want to share them with you today because I thought, how many people here, and I know Sister Becky and I, we can raise our hand 3 times. how many's had automobile problems this week? Boy, I see a lot of hands going up. How many's had problems in your home with some kind of malfunction? Boy, I tell you, a lot of hands went up. We've been attacked by some, all right? Now, this one, how many's been attacked in your body? I've had more people and that's told me this, and I can sympathize with them because I went through it, that's told me that their body has hurt more in the last week than they can remember.
Amen.
You can ask Sister Becky, 4 nights since last Saturday, I've only slept an hour, that much. And I keep her up all night moaning. I have to go in another room. I'm hurting.
It's true.
And I know I'm not alone because I've heard some of your prayer requests. You've told me this. And I'm sitting there with you and I'm thinking, that's me made over. And I'm saying, so how many really needs a touch in your body this morning?
Yes.
Don't be bashful because God's going to answer some prayer. If we will understand what he's fixing to tell us this morning, we're fixing to receive a miracle from God.
Praise the Lord.
How many this morning?
Thank you, Lord.
How many this morning has a need that you know someone in your neighbor, friend, or in your home, in your life, I should say, a word that different, in your life, that needs a divine touch from God like you've never seen?
Amen.
A shaking of the foundation.
Yes.
see it. If you can open your spiritual eyes and see it, there's Holy Ghost chill bumps from one top of my head to the sole of my feet. I just feel like one big chill bump.
Yes.
But see, I'm not going to base that on what God's fixing to do.
Come on.
That's just a blessing from God. Are you understanding that?
Thank you, Lord.
Because sometimes if the pastor or the minister gets really anointed and he's really spiritual, we think, well, that's a good time to be healed. But that's not what heals you.
Glory to God.
Somebody preach with me.
Come on.
That's not what heals you. You know what that does? That gets the preacher feeling good and he's feeling powerful. And God, he will pray more boldly, maybe.
Your atmosphere.
But, and if you get closeness to him, it might splash on you.
Come on.
And that's okay, too.
Yes.
Or you might get happy with him. But I'm going to tell you, the word is what does the healing and the miracle working. And that alone.
Yes.
Would you bow your heads with us? Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for this anointing. I thank you, God, for what you have shown me this morning. Lord, I ask God for nothing else except, Lord, your word to be read this day. And, Lord, I know, God, that you will honor your word. Open our hearts to receive this word, Lord, that we can sow it in the good ground of our heart, that it can bring forth much fruit. In the name of Jesus, devil, we rebuke you.
Devil, we rebuke you.
You do not steal,
kill,
or destroy
this word.
And the church says,
Amen.
I'm just going to let you remain seated this morning because I want you to see these scriptures. And I'm going to say this because the Holy Ghost has directed me. I'm going to say it one more time. And I'm going to try to say it just a little different. It'll probably come out the same way. So many times, as ministers, if we're not careful, we try to help God. Our job is to say the word.
Right.
God's will do the rest.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
Amen?
Yes, he will.
And I'm saying that because I don't know what God's going to speak to you this morning. But I don't want, whether you receive or not, I don't want it based on me. I want it based on what thus saith the word of God.
Amen.
Now, if you would, I want you to go to the book of Malachi. And before, as you turn there, I am not preaching on tithes this morning. There's something else I want to show you in these scriptures. Malachi, the third chapter, we're going to go down to verse number 10 and verse number 11. I do believe in tithing. I believe that's a part of our life, but I'm not preaching on that this morning. Verse number 10, Malachi, the last chapter. While they're putting that on the board, I want you to understand that this is one of the last times that the Holy Ghost spoke to the people for 400 years. Now you think about this. There was 400 years on the earth that they never heard from God. One of the last things that God said was what I'm fixing to read you right here. It says, bring ye all your tithes into the storehouse that there may be meat in my house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts. Now listen to this. If I will not open you the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive. Do you know that God is promising you a blessing that you're not even able to hold?
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Now you gotta surrender yourself to God. Now go to verse number 11. This is the one I want you to listen to. I will rebuke the devourer. Yes. And here's the thing I want you to look at right there. He said, I will.
Yeah.
Jesus said, I will rebuke the devourer.
Yeah.
For your sake.
Yes, Lord.
And he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts.
Yes.
Alright. Now here's what the Lord is saying. He's saying to us, when we surrender ourselves unto the Lord, that he will pour us out blessings that we can't even hold. And you know what the devourer is? The devourer is things that cost you. can be a tax on your automobiles, tax on your body, on your life, can be a tax on your home, can be an attack on your family.
Right.
Come on now.
Now
I want to show you what the Lord gave me this, and he said, I will rebuke the devourer this morning. I will. Now I want you to go to Luke, the 4th chapter and 18th verse. This is what he gave me. Now here, in Luke, the 4th chapter and the 18th verse, now I'm going to set this in mind. It's been about 430 years. Now we know that the Holy Ghost began to speak to some of them about the birth of Christ. But here we're going to begin to hear what the Lord said. He's beginning to start his ministry. In Luke, the 4th chapter, 18th verse, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. The gospel is for everyone. When you say it's to the poor, it's to all. He says he has sent me, listen, to heal the brokenhearted. Are there anybody here this morning that's got a broken heart? A loved one that's lost? A family that needs touched? Now, what did he say? He said, I will rebuke the devourer. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. I will heal the brokenhearted to preach deliverance to the captive. Now, I'm not going to preach this, but I'm going to tell you something. A lot of us this morning are being attacked and we're held prisoners.
Come on.
I'm not saying you're possessed. I'm saying you've been held prisoners. When the circumstances of your life is ruining your life, you are held captive. When you can't please God because of the things in your life, you're being held captive.
Right.
When you cannot become an overcomer, you have been held captive. Are anybody beginning to see this?
Yes.
I hope you begin to see it the way the Holy Ghost. And to recover the sight to the blind and to set liberty them which are bruised. And the very next verse says to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Now here's what the Lord said. He said, I will pour you out blessings that you cannot hold. I'll press it down, I'll run it over, is what he said in the gospel. He said, I will rebuke the devourer out of your life.
Thank you, Lord.
I hope you see it's not the preacher that's going to do it.
Come on.
He said, I'm going to do it.
Amen.
And then when the Lord starts his ministry, he starts it out with the very saying that Isaiah said. He said, the Spirit of the Lord has anointed me to heal the brokenhearted, to set the captives free.
Yeah,
come on now.
Yeah.
To heal the blinded eyes, to set at liberty those that are bruised.
Yeah.
Now, if you truly believe this, I'm not saying believe because I'm saying it. If you believe this morning that Jesus Christ made you a promise that he would heal your broken heart, open your blinded eyes, that he would begin to give you blessings that you cannot contain, then there's nothing in this world that can stop the devourer, that can stop what Jesus is about to do. The devourer cannot stop it. It doesn't matter whether we shout the house down. It doesn't matter if we preach for 3 hours. It doesn't matter if the Holy Ghost falls and 15 people get saved. None of that has anything to do with what thus saith the word of God. God said it, and it has to happen because God said it. I'm saying there's people here this morning that you need a touch from God.
Come on, man.
Yeah. You might have an automobile, 3 of them. I know a lot of people don't even believe y'all pray for automobiles. You ain't never drove a car driving.
You have to.
First time I ever stood in a prayer line for my car, it was a big old crowd. There was about 200 or 300 people there. It was a humongous crowd. And I thought, I had to have my car fixed. I didn't have no money. Not enough to fix it. And I thought, well, I'm going to get in the prayer line. And I got in the prayer line, and I kept thinking. The pastor, every so often, he would ask somebody what they prayed for. Then sometimes he'd just lay hands on them. I said, Lord, just let them lay hands on me. And when it come my time to pray, he stuck that mic right in my mouth. I said, now what do you want, Brother Bill? I said, I need a special touch. He said, well, what special touch do you need? And I was a little embarrassed. I said, my car is broken down. And he anointed me. But it wasn't that. It was the word said so.
Come on.
I had a little sports car, a little foreign job. And it was going to cost me about $300 to get it fixed. Some of the electric things was wrong. I'd priced it. Back in, they didn't have these replacement parts. And they wasn't none of these in junkyards. So you had to buy it from the dealer, the dealer item. It was $325. I went to get it, and the dealer, he laid it up on the counter, and I thought it was going to cost me $50. And he said $300-something. I said, you can put it back on the shelf. I didn't have it. And so my car was sitting outside the church at night, and if I started, I had to push it off. Then I'd have to charge the battery a little bit. None of the charging system worked. I went out that night after church, and I said, God, I believe your word. For the first time in about a month, it started. That aggravating little red light that says it's not charging stayed on for the next 3 years. But I never put a battery in it or had to charge the battery again or put an alternator on it or ever what all that it needed. I never did any of that. Because God healed it. He rebuked the devourer. He's not going to do it until we reach out and get a hold of the word of God. Pastor, I don't know about none of this. If you truly need a touch from God, there's two things can happen. You can ignore what God's word said and never receive your healing.
Come on.
Or you can wait till you think it's a special time and anointing's moving on the pastor and maybe I'll walk up and touch you at the right time. Maybe you think that'll heal you. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I cannot heal you.
Come on.
If God uses me to heal you, that's God. But you can take the word of God right now.
Yes,
man, I feel this all over me.
Come on,
bless him, Lord.
You can reach out and get a hold of the word.
Yes, Lord.
Are there anybody here who believes that Jesus can give you out a blessing that you can't not contain?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are there anybody here who believes he can rebuke the devourer? He says, a lot of times before you plant a seed, and before you ever reap the harvest, the enemy destroys it.
Right.
Read the verse. He says, I'll stop that from happening.
Praise the Lord.
And then when you get back over where he's starting his ministry, he did not start his ministry out any other way except, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Yeah.
He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and I will heal the broken heart. I will. He said, I. Put up Luke 4:18 again. There it is. He said, he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the deliverance to the captives. There's not one excuse. If you've let the enemy take something that God belongs to you, and God's given you, you've been held captive. Maybe it's held captive. He said, I'm going to deliver you from it. The recovering of sight is going to open up, and he's going to set those liberty that's been bruised and been hurt.
Yes.
So I say this morning to you, I don't know what God would have you to do. But if you truly need a touch from God this morning, and I seen a multitude of hands go up. I'm going to tell you what I would do. I would begin to stand to my feet and say, God, I'm just going to stand on these words this morning.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to receive from these words right here.
Yes, Lord.
I would begin to name what I'm expecting God to do. And I say, God, I'm just going to hold on to your word right now. Now, here's what's happening. Can I speak to you in the Holy Ghost for a moment? Somebody say, I rebuke the devil.
I rebuke the devil.
Say it again.
I rebuke the devil.
I rebuke kindred spirits.
I rebuke kindred spirits.
Because you know what? The devil's telling a lot of people right now, this ain't for you. He's telling you this ain't going to happen. He's telling you it's just a bunch of motions. If you believe that right now, I'm going to tell you what I would do. If the devil's been telling you that, I'd run to this altar right now, because God will set you free from that spirit. Come on now. I'm a preaching this morning to somebody. The Holy Ghost is. And then here's what I don't know what God's going to ask you to do. But I'm telling you what, if you'll take a hold of these verses, because God spoke it to my heart. I've never had God to speak anything in my heart that I didn't see him do, because his word says it. And if you will hold on to what God is speaking to you and believe this is for you right now, not for the next generation, and you will begin to praise the Lord and step out on that promise right now, there's nothing that can stop God from giving you what he has said that he would. Nothing can stop him. Nothing in this place can stop him. Well, glory, I feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord. Glory to God. Somebody receive that right now. Somebody receive that. Hallelujah. There's some folks right here. The enemy's been holding you captive. Every time you go to pray, every time you go to praise, every time you go to do something good, the first one on the site's been the enemy attacking you. I'm going to tell you, you can be set at liberty. You can be free of this. Well, glory. Does anybody hear me this morning? I'm going to step out into this.
I'm going to step out into the liberty of the Lord.
I refuse to let the enemy dictate how I worship my God and how I receive from my Lord. I'm going to have some freedom in the house of the Lord. I refuse to. If you're here this morning, and there's some people, because God has showed you to me, and you're ready for it, you ought to just step out. You don't have to walk. Step out the aisle. God's speaking to people all over this place.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Now there's some here this morning you truly need God to move in some things in your life. You need a divine miracles right now. Join these join these. Step out. Everywhere, just left or right, doesn't matter which way, just step out. Hallelujah. And stepping out, what you're doing is just making one act of faith. You're just making an act of faith. That's all you're doing. You're saying, God, I'm going to stand on this word right now. Hallelujah. There's some that may be brokenhearted, bruised. I don't know what your need might be this morning. But if you feel the Holy Ghost tugging on you, I want you to step out right now. Step out right now. Some of you probably got two or three needs. And you say, Pastor, I could have stepped out two or three times. That's all right. God knows every one of them. Now, here's what we're going to believe right now. We're just going to say, Lord, all I want is the word. Just pray it with me. Lord, all I want is your word.
I don't want it watered down.
I don't want it sugar-coated. Lord, I just
want
to stand on your word right now. Hallelujah. And Lord, I will believe your word. I will stand on that word. And I will hold to it. And the church says, if you are the will, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You say, Pastor, it can't be that easy. The word of God is what it is. I can't change it.
God
God some praise. Now, you're not walking around for your healing or your miracle. God's already, the word done that. You're giving God some praise this morning for what he's doing in your life. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brother Russell said captive means prisoner of war. And we've been in a spiritual battle. Glory to God. God's setting free right now. You see, you're marching to give the Lord praise this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, give him some praise this morning. Give him praise. The devourer's been rebuked. The devourer's been rebuked. Hallelujah, we've been set free. The things that God said. Hallelujah, you say, Pastor, why am I marching? You're marching because you're giving God some praise for what he's doing in your life. The healing's already took place. The anointing's already moved. I need somebody to march one time for our sister that had the operation. Somebody march for her this morning. Say, I'm marching for... I've done forgot your name, sister. There we go. You see? Hallelujah. Well, I feel the anointing of the Lord in this place this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Can you imagine the last thing the Lord said was, one of the last things the Lord said was that he would do this for us? Hallelujah, would you come praise, sister? Brother Carl, would you give us a song this morning? Let's just worship the Lord and let God minister this morning. God's a miracle worker. God's a miracle worker this morning. Hallelujah, touch Felicia this morning, Lord. Father, we call unto thee this day. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord, we lift you up with praise this morning. Glory to God. Come on, churches, keep worshiping the Lord. He is a miracle worker this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yes, he is Lord, Almighty Lord, risen from the dead. Oh, my sweet Lord, shall bow every time. He is Lord. Yes, He is Lord. Oh, mighty Lord, risen from the dead. Yes, we love. Shall
thought number one surely be me. Thought I could be what I wanted to be. Thought I could be a life shifting sand, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees, I learn to stand, because I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Thought I could do a lot on my own. Thought I could make it all alone. Thought of myself as a mighty big man, but I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees, I learn to stand, because I can't even walk without you holding my hand. think I'll make Jesus my all in all. When I get into trouble, on his name I'll call. If I fail to trust in him, I'd be less than a man, because I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. The mountain's too high and the valley's too wide. Down on my knees I learn to stand, because I can't even walk without you holding my hand. No, Lord, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. Lord, hold my hand.
Father, you're able. You're able, Lord. No one else, Lord. But for you, Lord. Father, you have Lord all things. Lord, you have power over all things.
Surrender all unto you, Jesus. Oh,
I surrender all.
Take these sins, I confess to you,
thank you.
Thank you.
Can we just stand for just a moment, church? You know, God is faithful. When we ask, call upon the name of the Lord, He's very faithful here.
Yes, He is.
Amen.
He is very faithful. But, you know, this morning I said the preachers don't have nothing to do with your miracles. That's so true. But now they are something that we do have to we can do.
Right.
We do have authority.
Right. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
To bind devils.
Right.
Amen.
Yes, we do.
Lose, you know, we have authority. And actually, when it comes to the healing parts, God sends them out and said, go out and heal.
Yes.
So we don't do the healing, but we can pronounce healing.
Yeah. Yes.
By faith, you know, it's all a certain. It's all. But what I want to do is Felicia's really had her life really good. I'm not embarrassed, and I'm not finished, but her life's been a mess. Is that all right to say, yes, Sister Mama and Sister? It's a mess. And hers is not the only one in this church that's a mess. And I'm not saying that. But that's what the devil does. He takes you down a road that you, and takes you farther than you ever thought you would go.
Yes, he will.
There's a lot of us sitting here this morning that we could actually raise our hand and say, we've been down that road.
Amen.
And we know about it. And what I want to say is there is hope.
Yes, there are.
And deliverance.
Yes.
And salvation in Christ.
Yes. When there's life, there's hope.
Yes. Yes. Today there's no hope in Christ, then we don't have a Savior.
That's right.
And so we're going to pray a divine prayer because the ultimate responsibility will come upon Felicia.
Yes, it will.
Yes, it does.
But now we have a right of authority. We can give her a space that we can, these spirits will have to go back.
Amen. Amen.
You have to make her decisions. Right. Am I saying this wrong? Somebody correct me.
Right.
But Jack, am I saying this right? And she needs that right now.
Yes.
She needs that. She's broken. And that's the first part. We have to be broken. I'm going to tell you something. Brokenness is not enough.
No, it ain't.
Not enough.
Brokenness is just the beginning of it. Repentance is the next step.
That's
true.
Right.
You just surrender everything. You have to surrender it all. Lord, I've done this and here it is. I'll lay it out. I'm holding nothing back. That's the next step.
Amen.
Then believing that God loves you is the next step.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, come on.
But then comes this where we're going to pray right now. A spiritual.
Yes.
Come on.
Deliverance.
Come on.
But I'm going to say this because this is scripture. That depends upon her.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because when we pray, the Bible says what we bind is bound, what we loose is loose. It's going to happen. But how long is totally up to Felicia. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Amen.
Because I don't want, and so if you truly believe this, and you think that we have this authority, just come around if you will. I know it may be a little bit late, but we'll eat a late lunch. If you can't come, just pray where you're at. Jack, I'm going to get you to anoint her. And for some reason, the Lord has not permitted me to anoint no one today. And he told me to get you one. Brother Jack is going to do the anointing, and we're going to do the believing. Do we have anybody here that believes? Let us pray right now. Lord, these